Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Jamaica Tourism Minister declares workers backbone of industry. As Jamaica prepares for another record-breaking year in tourist arrivals, Minister of Tourism, Hon Edmund Bartlett, has heaped praises on workers and partners in the industry for their continued sterling contribution. The importance of showing appreciation to tourism workers and industry stakeholders was underscored by Minister Bartlett at the Jamaica Tourist Board's, JTB, annual Tourism Workers and Partners Appreciation Breakfast at the Sangster International Airport, SIA, as the sector marked the start of the winter tourist season on December 15. Describing workers as the backbone of the industry, he pointed out that tourism is about service and 60% of the value of the experience of the visitor to the destination is service, not service provided by machines but by human beings, you the workers. Reminding that the service delivery begins at the airport, Minister Bartlett told the various categories of airport workers. You represent the moment of truth in marketing, when the customer meets the product for the first time. So when they land on the tarmac here and they step out and breathe the air that is fresh and nice, that's where the service begins. He also pointed out that Jamaica was far ahead in using technology to enable seamlessness in arrivals for visitors and issued an appeal for travelers, including Jamaicans, to fill in their immigration information online beforehand to avoid delays at immigration and customs. Minister Bartlett implored the tourism workers to let us make this winter season the best, because already it is shaping up to be. We have 178,000 more new seats this winter than any other winter season in our history. That means we have 1.45 million seats coming from across the world for the winter if 80% load factor is realized. The minister highlighted that at 100% load factor take-up, arrivals will be at a record 1.6 million seats. Montego Bay Chapter Chair of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, Carrie-Anne Qualo-Casserly also extended appreciation to all the dedicated airport workers, noting that your tireless effort to ensure the smooth operation of our airport, coupled with your warm hospitality and welcoming smile, make a lasting impression on all visitors. Meanwhile, Chief Executive Officer of MBJ Airports, Operators of SIA, Shane Monroe underscored that Sangster International Airport is not just a gateway, it's a place where first and last impressions of Jamaica are made, and you our airport staff ensure that those memories are unforgettable. He added, "You are the heartbeat of the operation here at MBJ and the faces of Jamaica to the world, and the reason for our success." Also lauding the workers, Mayor of Montego Bay, Councillor Richard Vernon likened them to the internet experience, with the airport representing connectivity in the physical space. That connectivity creates an experience for those who visit, and you are responsible for putting together that experience upon entrance and upon exit, he said. The annual breakfast served as an awards ceremony, with the JTB recognizing several workers from the various service departments at the airport for their outstanding contribution to the tourism industry. Topping the list of awardees by claiming the chairman's award was Nadari Dixon, who was lauded as an individual whose dedication and unwavering support has left an indelible mark on JTB and by extension, Jamaica. The award was presented by Minister Bartlett. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.